We have an obligation to pray for our loved ones. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. You know, there's things that go on in our life that we can't possibly figure out. That's why we have to cast them into the hands of God. We have to just say, "Here, God, I can't deal with this. I can't figure this out. I don't understand how you're going to make sense out of nonsense here. So I cast all my cares on you." It's like the person who went to bed one night and said, "God, I'm going to bed now, and I'm going to hand all my problems over to you because you're going to be up all night anyways." Surely you know. Surely, because the majority of my listeners are adults, adults who have been around a while. Surely you know there are some things that you just have to hand over to God because you can't figure it out. Consider this poem, okay? "It is only a tiny rosebud, a flower of God's design. But I cannot unfold the petals with these clumsy hands of mine. The secret unfolding flowers is not known to such as I. God opens this flower so sweetly when in my hands they fade and die. If I cannot unfold a rosebud, this flower of God's design, then how can I think I have the wisdom to unfold this life of mine? So I'll trust in Him for His guidance each step of the pilgrim way. The pathway that lies before me, only my Heavenly Father knows. I'll trust Him to unfold the moments, just as He unfolds the rose." Boy, it's so hard to live in the now, isn't it? You know, but you got to live in a day-tight compartment called today. You live in the past, you live in guilt, you live in the future, you live in dread. Hey, come on, cast that off. Cast all that into God's hands. Say, "God, I can't unfold my life. I'm too close to the forest to see the trees. You take over. You take care of it." Well, you know, on Tuesdays of this year are devoted to prayer. Prayer. Prayer is the key that opens the door to your heart. Prayer is the key that unlocks the gates of heaven. Prayer is the key. It's like an umbilical cord between us and the heart of God. We pray. We need to pray often. I still find people who don't like to pray for themselves. I don't know how many times I need to tell you, God wants you to pray for yourself. Give us today our daily bread. But we also supposed to pray for our loved ones. When I give married couples retreats, I tell married couples all the time, you got to pray with each other. You got to pray out loud with each other. Why are you so threatened by them? And then I give them the five reasons why I hear all the time why families don't pray. 1, we can't find the time. 2, my spouse doesn't want to. 3, my kids don't want to. 4, we wouldn't know what to do if we tried it. And 5, we tried it once, it didn't work. Those are cheap excuses. The family that prays together stays together. So what I want to do today is share with you a prayer about our families. And in this prayer, I'll go through it once, a prayerful way, and then I'll come back and I'll reflect on different parts of the prayer. Here's the prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless the good and wonderful people you have sent into my life, my family. Please go before each and every one of them. Lead and guide them on their way through life. Please walk behind them that you might guard them and protect them from every danger and from all harm. Please hover over them, that you might shower them with your choicest blessings. But most of all, Father, please live within their hearts, that you might fill them with your joy and peace. Amen. We have to pray for our families. The ones that get on our nerves, the ones that take us for granted, the ones who are chronic complainers. We need to pray for our family. We need to pray for our elderly. We need to pray for the middle-aged people who are often fathering their fathers, mothering their mothers, the sandwich generation, because at the same time they're taking care of their kids. We definitely have to pray for our kids. Our kids are growing up in a world that does not support any type of value system. Certainly not a Christian, not a Catholic value system. Kids are growing up in a world that is so materialistic, so hedonistic into pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure at all costs. The only thing really worthwhile is for me to have fun. And so to bring some discipline into their life is very, very challenging. And yet we need to do that. For their sake, but for the sake of society as well. And for the sake of the family. The family prays together, stays together. That saying has been around for decades and decades and decades. Let's go back through the prayer now, okay? Heavenly Father, that sets it off right away. It doesn't begin, Dear distant God, Heavenly Father, just like Jesus' only prayer he taught begins with Our Father. I ask you to bless the good and wonderful people you have sent into my life, my family. So they're gifts from God. Our family is a gift from God, gifts we should never take for granted. Maybe they're gifts in the rough yet. Maybe there's some rough spots that need to be smoothed out. But they're still gifts from God. And we ask God to bless them. You know God will say yes to that prayer. Of course He'll bless our family. Because He loves them more than we love them. He loves them more than they love themselves. Continue in the prayer. Please go before each and every one of them. Right? He's the good shepherd. I use that image often on my radio show. The good shepherd leads the sheep. The good shepherd is always looking for the sheep, the lamb that might have fallen down. And now is just so discouraged it can't possibly get up. The good shepherd drives off the wolves and the coyotes and whatever else might attack the sheep. He goes before us, okay? He's our leader. Then the second line. Please walk behind them that you might guard them and protect them from every danger and from all harm. So sometimes the attack often comes from behind. The enemy's trying to catch us before we recognize or we see the enemy coming. And that's certainly in relationship with what the devil tries to do. The devil is, St. Peter, he's a roaring lion going about the world seeking someone to devour. We ought to resist him steadfast in the faith. So we ask God to be in front of our family, to be behind our family. To guard them and protect them. Then, this is a beautiful image, please hover over them that you might shower them with your choicest blessing. So, the Father, Son, and Spirit, and especially the image of the Spirit of the dove, like the tongues of fire hovered over the disciples on Pentecost Sunday, hover over them, breathe on them, the breath of life. Breathe on their choicest blessing. You know, the choicest blessing here, and I understand it to be the blessings they really need. Not necessarily the ones they're asking for, but the ones they really need. The ones that will bring them closer to you, Father. The ones that will help them get to heaven. The ones that will help them be more and more Christ-like in their actions and in their words. And then it goes, but most of all, interesting, those words. But most of all, Father, please live within their hearts that you might fill them with your joy and peace. Amen. And Jesus, what did Jesus say about peace? Well, first, before I tell you what Jesus says about joy and peace, Jesus said, the Father and I will come and make our home in you. So yes, the Father and Jesus will dwell in us if we're invited in, if they're allowed to stay in. Now, what kind of peace does Jesus talk about? Well, he talks about certain type of peace. I'll give you a peace the world cannot give. A peace doesn't depend upon drugs. Peace doesn't depend upon smoking something. A peace that doesn't depend upon apathy or being catatonic. It's a peace the world cannot give, but it's a peace that Jesus can give. And of course, Jesus also talked about the kind of joy he would give us. He said, I'll give you a joy that will be complete. I'll give you a joy that no one can take away. Then, as always, the prayer ends with Amen. And Amen is, so be it. I claim it. Bring it on. This is what I want. This is what I want with all my heart. What do we want with all our heart? Well, we want a family that is really united in Christ Jesus. Remember when Jesus was told, your mother and your brothers are outside. Jesus looked around the crowd and he said, "Here are my mother. Here are my brothers and sisters. Those who hear the word of God and keep it." So we just don't want a family life that's based on being related by blood. We want a family life that's being related, based on being related by love and prayer and a belief in God and common spirituality that we share without being embarrassed, and we don't hide it. Where there's, we call each other to holiness, not to mediocrity. So prayer is so very important. We need to pray for our family. We have an obligation to pray for our family. But here's today's food for thought. It comes from the famous Russian Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He writes, "If one is forever cautious, can one remain a human being?" I like that because I also remember somebody said, caution is a coffin. We got to take risks. You got to make the leap of faith. Why is it called the leap of faith by Kierkegaard? Because, you know, you jump out there and you're hoping the Lord will catch you. That's why I say on Tuesday, cast your cares. And sometimes we've got to cast ourselves. Cast your cares on the Lord because He cares for you. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for people who have senility. The aging problem where people start being forgetful. I mean, they're not mentally ill. They're just being forgetful, repeat themselves, have moments where they can't figure something out. You know, if we live long enough, all of us might have a little touch of senility. So pray with me right now. Dear God, bless our senior citizens who struggle with senility. Help them when they're embarrassed. Help them when they're fearful. Help them when they seem lost. Give them the peace no one can give like you can give it, Jesus. And peace the world cannot give. Send your saints and angels to stand around people who struggle with senility and keep them safe from harm. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Did you ever think about this? Our kids would be much better behaved if they knew that they would have to chop wood and churn butter to keep the TV going. A little flashback to the old days, the old chores, the covered wagon days. Well, I'm going to contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, folks. I'd love to hear from you. Send me your prayer intentions. I will take them to prayer. Help me with my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. Write out a check. As soon as the show's over, write a check to TASH. Tash, Inc., send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. No matter what you send, I will be grateful and God will bless you. Visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.